USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Divers will continue the search for six people presumed dead Wednesday morning after a cargo ship hit a major Maryland bridge. USA's Dave Collins has more.
The search for the missing workers was suspended Tuesday night because of diminished visibility and treacherous currents in the busy Baltimore Harbor. The Francis Scott Key bridge span went down around 1:30 Tuesday morning after it was struck by a cargo ship. Officials say based on the length of time since the collapse and water temperatures when six construction workers fell from the bridge, they don't expect to find any survivors.
Hunter Biden's attorneys will be in federal court in Los Angeles Wednesday, arguing for the dismissal of tax-related charges filed against the president's son. Biden pleaded not guilty to nine charges, including failure to pay taxes on overseas business income, brought by special counsel David Weiss. The charges carry up to 17 years in prison. Visa and MasterCard are nearing a groundbreaking agreement aimed at reducing merchant fees, potentially putting billions back into consumers' pockets. USA's John Schaefer.
Traditionally, these fees, which credit card companies levy on businesses of all sizes, amount to a hefty 2% of each transaction, a cost invariably transferred to consumers. Credit card giants will be compelled to cap these fees over the next 5 years, followed by renegotiations for a fresh swipe fee arrangement with merchants.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is wasting no time calling out targets for criticism as he seeks the presidency on a third-party run. Kennedy announced his VP pick, wealthy California attorney Nicole Shanahan, Tuesday, and later in the announcement had this to say about some of the things they both agree on.
That the defense agencies work for the military-industrial complex. That health agencies work for big pharma. That the USDA works for big ag and the processed food cartels.
This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, taking charge of the investigation now into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
And what they're going to look at and begin to collect is information on vessel operations, safety record, the look at the owner.
For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the U.S., where he faces charges related to spying. A court in London made the ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights, and confirming that he would not face the death penalty if tried there. Staying in the U.K., King Charles III set to make his first public appearance since his cancer diagnosis. It'll be this weekend. Buckingham Palace announcing the monarch will attend Easter Sunday service at Windsor Castle. This after it was revealed last week that Kate, Princess of Wales, has also been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing treatment. Will and Jada Smith are closing down their charity. The Will and Jada Smith Family Foundation is closing after a sharp drop in donations over the last few years. This, of course, after Will Smith's Oscars slap heard round the world, where he walked on stage and smacked host and comedian Chris Rock in the face for all to see during the 2022 Academy Awards. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.